You're listening to the Driving Confidence Podcast for drivers who want to be calm and confident on the road. We will be sharing tips, stories, and advice to beat driving nerves and anxiety and build your driving confidence. Whether you are just starting out as a learner or have had your driving license for years, if you want to transform how you feel about driving, this podcast is for you.
Chris, just a quick one, because I get asked this quite a lot. Why is there a theory test?
I don't know. So if we go with the logical reason, everything that we do should be to make the road safer and to make drivers safer. So why is there theory, as in why are there rules? It's so that we know what we're doing to make us safe, so that we're protecting other people against ourselves because they know what to expect. That makes us predictable, and predictable is safer. And then if other people are doing something, we can see the predictable ones and they're not a danger to us. And we can spot the ones that aren't predictable and get out of their way. So that makes us safer. So theory as knowledge, as things that are there and rules, that's why it's there. Why is there a theory test to prove that you know those rules? But if it doesn't make the road safer, if you couldn't pass the practical test without knowing the rules, then there isn't a point for it. And except for the fact it'll put me out of a job, I would argue that if there isn't a point, we should get rid of it. Or my preferred point, bring in something that's really good, which, you know, if anyone is listening who has that ability, I've got it written already. I'll happily sell it to them. So I think looking at what makes us safer is what we need to be doing with the theory test. So what that results in is none of us take it seriously enough. And then it becomes a problem to people. And then that becomes the point, that it's a problem, not it's a solution. It's not something to get you there. So we all need to be looking for the good in the theory and not getting annoyed about the fact that actually some of it is pointless.
So when you were talking about that, I love that idea that making everybody predictable on the road so that you can be predictable, and so that you can spot other people who are predictable and you all know what you're doing. That made me think very much about community on the road, that idea that actually we all have a bit of a community agreement almost to behave in certain ways, act in certain ways, so that everyone knows what they're doing to keep us safe. It's almost like a bit of a dance, isn't it, on the road?
Yeah. And I think it's exactly that. It's that thing where it's not about us. And I think insurance is a lovely example of this. I only realized this the other day. Third party cover, the only thing you're not covering is you. You don't insure your car. You insure the rest of the world against you doing something wrong. And we all do that. We're protecting other people. It's about other people, because the assumption is we're all going to do our best. And that's good enough. Because if everyone does that, we look after each other. And, you know, it is, I think when we think about driving, it's a system. As you said, it's a community. And if we can work together, actually, you know, you do see things that sometimes you question their values of what's important. But you talk to that person, they're not deliberately trying to be dangerous. They just have a different view of what safe is. And they're doing it still. So it must have gone reasonably well up to that point. So we're part of that community. Just because we're on a different part of that bell curve of what's safe and what isn't, as long as we all end up in a good, safe, average position, then we should all end up relatively safe.
Which is what we're all after, isn't it? At the end of the day, if everyone stays safe, everyone stays happy, which is always good.
You don't have to be perfect, because the lovely thing about that predictability is as long as you can predictably get it totally wrong, So you're obvious about the fact that you're doing something that, because you misunderstood, or you know, you didn't see it, or you saw it differently. As long as you can predictably get it wrong, so other people look at you and go, well, that's silly, they'll keep out your way. And we haven't got to be optimum all the time. We can have a bad day and still stay inside of that bubble of safety, which I like that approach. I think that works well.
I'm just going to jump in here to let you know about our Drive Calm Journal. We've created a 12-week prompt journal to support our listeners to take action and improve driving confidence. The journal includes questions, prompts, and exercises to create an action plan and an opportunity for reflection afterwards. Search Drive Calm on Amazon to take a look. We hope it helps. Thank you for listening. Find out about the different ways that you can work with us on our website, www.confidentdrivers.co.uk, and begin to transform the way you feel about driving.